the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think people recognize that Wisconsin is another one of these very pivotal states. It's a very important state this cycle. And that's probably a good thing. We're getting a chance to go across the country and meet with people in states that are going to be important in November. And Wisconsin is a state which can vote either Republican or Democrat in the general election. So I'm glad I'm getting the chance to see people across the state and hopefully get the kind of support I need for November.
Here's Mitt Romney on the campaign trail commenting on the importance of the primaries today, especially in Wisconsin. You know there is a primary there and in Maryland and Washington, D.C. as well. So let's get started in this hour of the countdown with a review of what's happening, who's talking to whom. Mitt Romney's all over the place. Here he is on the radio with Jay Weber. Weber better like it because he'll never talk to Romney again. Anyway, they focus on the primary today.
You must be feeling very good about the polls showing you ahead by 7 points or so over Rick Santorum.
Well, that's still close enough not to be willing to sit at home. I mean, we want to get out there and make sure people go out and vote. So I'm going across today. I'll be in Milwaukee this afternoon. This morning, we're headed to Green Bay and making sure we get every vote we can.
How big are the endorsements from Paul Ryan and Ron Johnson over the last few days for you?
Well, I think in most cases, endorsements don't have an enormous impact. But in this case, you've got two people that are extraordinarily well-known in this state that have very solid conservative credentials. And for both of them to decide on a very independent basis that they wanted to support my effort, I think speaks pretty loudly to conservatives across the state of Wisconsin. So I think it's very helpful.
Well, how do you think, I want to get to some of the questions surrounding the campaign, but I also want to make sure you have time to give my listeners your pitch as to why you're the best man in this race to take on Barack Obama. And the thought that, you know, dogs you or dogs your campaign is, well, he's not really conservative. How can you go about convincing people that you are a conservative and the man to take on Barack Obama?
Well, perhaps you can just recall 4 years ago when I was running, people saw me as the conservative alternative to John McCain. So I was known as the conservative. I know that in the politics this year that my opponents are trying to find some way to obviously distinguish themselves from me. I just don't think this idea that I'm not conservative works for them. Frankly, I have a record that people have seen. I balanced it myself 4 years. I was in office in Massachusetts. We did not raise taxes. Came into office. There was a $3 billion budget shortfall. I closed that and actually left a $2 billion rainy day fund. I made sure we had English immersion in our schools and had our state police enforce the illegal immigration laws. So my track record as a conservative governor in a very a blue state is very solid, and my positions are as well.
Yeah. If there's one issue that conservatives will not seem to let you off the hook on, of course, it's RomneyCare. The sense that you invented the very plan that President Obama and Nancy Pelosi forced onto the rest of the country. So how can you be trusted to kill it? Is that a fair rap, and why or why not?
Well, Obamacare, in my view, is an enormous mistake by the president. I would veto it. I've been president, of course, and on day one, I will stop it in its tracks, and I will also move to have it repealed as a piece of legislation. Matters of this nature should be constitutionally returned to the states and to the individuals. And, you know, even if Obamacare were a fine piece of legislation, and I don't think it is, but even if it were, we can't afford to spend trillions more dollars at the federal government level. And the president said something very revealing yesterday. He said that in a perfect world, a government could spend a lot more money. I disagree. In a perfect world, government would be spending a lot less money. We have very different perspectives on the role of government, and his is an intrusive, massive federal government. I believe in the rights of states and individuals.
How many times do you think you'll make this promise to kill Obamacare on day one through the course of your campaign? I bet you've made that promise thousands of times already.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
And it may be part of the reason why so far I've got more than twice the number of delegates as the next person in the race and received over a million more votes. People want to understand where I stand on Obamacare because it's not popular among Republicans, independents, and a lot of Democrats. So I'm absolutely going to kill it. And I'm also going to get our budget balanced and get our economy back to creating the jobs people want.
Coming up, we hear from two of the other candidates when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete. But when you dig deeper, Are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential? With quality ingredients? Clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one. Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum. Always your most complete.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Up here, sit down on the porch.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Talk Radio in Review, that is the hot hits in talk radio. Here's talk host Mitch Henk with Rick Santorum. Mimi, don't forget about me. About the calls for him to drop out of the race.
Now, Senator, I saw your appearance on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. They all have read the same memo. They want you to get out of the race. We've got Marco Rubio. We've got George Bush Sr. We've got Jeb Bush. We've got recently Senator Johnson and Congressman Ryan all reading the same memo here. Why do you think that is, asking you to get out?
I think you're right. I think it is reading the same memo. It's inside the bumble in Washington, and you know, the idea is, well, the sooner we get this over, the better it is for everybody. We can all coalesce. Well, we did that 4 years ago, and how'd that work out for us? When the Democrats were out there fighting it out and earning it, going through the process of consolidating, and you know, it's a hard process. And as you see, there's still a majority of people out there across this Republican landscape. Are not excited about, certainly not excited about Mitt Romney. And we just went down to Louisiana and got almost 49% of the vote down there. And, you know, we've won 11 states, being badly outspent in almost every single one of, badly outspent in every one of those states, some worse than others. And, you know, the establishment, as you mentioned, all lining up behind it, the inevitability argument, the past doesn't work, we can't go, don't put us through this pain. And they're doing everything they can to talk to Republicans and trying to convince them that we just have to accept this moderate, and that's the best thing for the party. We all need to come together, take what we've got, and what the establishment has given us, what all the money people have given us by beating up on all these other candidates, not providing a positive vision, mind you, just beating up on the other candidates to win, as you've seen here in Wisconsin. What you see here is what's happened in every other state, and I'm just hopeful the people of Wisconsin are going to step up and say, you know what? You know, 2 years ago, we chose conservatives, and it's worked out pretty well for us here. We've made big things happen in this state, and if we want the big things to happen, you can't put up the old establishment moderate governor from Massachusetts and expect big changes in Washington.
This ties into the history. You've talked about that history of moderates losing, going back to Gerald Ford and Bob Dole and John McCain. But in 2008, do you agree with me that had Fred Thompson not run interference for John McCain in South Carolina, that Huckabee would have won South Carolina, would have emerged as the front runner heading into Florida, the whole thing could have changed?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. There's no question Thompson's involvement in South Carolina won it for McCain. And, you know, I was part of the anti-McCain camp. I was really for anybody but. And I eventually, you know, the weekend before Super Tuesday, came out for Governor Romney as really, I thought at that point, the only potential block for McCain. And, you know, it didn't work out that way. And Governor Romney subsequently went on and supported Wall Street bailouts and, you know, advocated for his government-run healthcare system to be adopted by President Obama. And it proved to me that all the talk about being a conservative in 2008 was just positioning and not a real transformation. And that's why one of the reasons I decided to get in this race.
Sean Casey and Frank Luber talked to Newt Gingrich about his reasons for staying in.
Well, thank you for staying in the race and not pressuring into the calls for you to drop out because there are so many states that have primaries remaining. I think it's a disservice to those states to have people call for you to get out of the race.
Well, yeah, we have 176,000 Americans who have donated at Newt.org. 95% of them given less than $250. Just everyday folks who care about issues, who like my proposal for American energy independence and the idea of $2.50 a gallon or less for gasoline. And I think I owe those folks representation. Now, Mitt Romney's the front runner, but he hasn't won this yet. And as an Atlantan, I can tell you last year when the Braves were ahead by 10.5 games, with only 28 games to go, if you said to the St. Louis Cardinals, gee, why don't you drop out or give up or relax after all the season's over for you? They one of the great miraculous comebacks in baseball. 28 games up, 10.5 games down, they win. Atlanta loses. So I've seen what happens if you have somebody with courage, and I want to stick it out. I think it's very important we defeat Barack Obama, and I think my proposal for an American energy independence plan so that no future president ever bows to a Saudi king is very, very important.
Just how realistic do you think your chances would be, emerging from the resulting convention chaos as the party's nominee, if Mitt Romney does not get the necessary 1,144 votes?
Oh, I think it's very realistic because I think on Labor Day, people are going to look up and realize you have a president with the worst job record since the Great Depression, a president who has run up trillions of dollars in deficit, burdening our children and our country for a long time with huge taxes just to pay interest on the debt, a president who's allowed gasoline prices to jump, and by this fall they may well be at $5 or $6 a gallon, and a president who is for weakness in foreign policy. I mean, you go down the list of things, I think Barack Obama permanently will be at risk to lose just because of his record and his ideology. And the question will be, who can defeat him in the debates this fall, and who can focus the country for 60 days on the real choice? I mean, do you really want 4 more years of massive unemployment, high gasoline prices, huge deficits, and Washington bureaucrats dictating your life?
Can you paint a scenario for us, a behind-the-scenes scenario, as to what goes on after the first vote? And let's say Romney does not have the 1,144 votes. What goes on behind closed doors, especially regarding Mr. Speaker Gingrich?
Well, I don't think it's behind closed doors. I think what's going to happen is if Romney comes out of June 26th in Utah, the last primary, and he clearly has, say, 1,000 or 1,050 votes, but he's 100 short, then you're going to have a 60-day electronic convention in which every American is going to have a chance through Facebook and YouTube and email and Twitter and you name it to really have an impact, and it'll be a national conversation that'll be one of the most fascinating things we've ever seen. We haven't really seen an open convention of this kind since 1940, and the Republican side. The most open in recent history is 1920, where the guy who was in sixth place when it started on the first ballot ended up being nominated on the 10th ballot. And I think you don't know what would happen at that point because we haven't seen it in our lifetime.
Up next, we'll go back to the battle before the Supreme Court. That'll continue for a while here on the Countdown.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We, the of people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Are you tired of listening to the conversation about the Obamacare bill or the Affordable Care Act, whatever it is? Well, before you get too tired, I want you to listen to Brian Wilson talking to legal analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano about Napolitano's take on the Supreme Court hearings last week.
Just overall, what was your take on the entire proceeding?
Well, I mean, this is not a law school exam, and this is not a test to see which lawyer is better. This is a profound analysis of a measurement of Obamacare to see whether it fits within the confines of the Constitution. Yes, the lawyers challenging the government did a far better job, both in their written materials and in their oral presentation, than the government lawyers did. That is often the case. But it was accentuated here by way of personality and self-confidence. But the issue that will really decide the day, in my view, is a moral, historical, constitutional judgment of whether the framers intended for the Commerce Clause to permit the Congress to reach so deeply into the behavior of each private person that it can force you to buy a product you might not want, might not need, and might not be able to afford, or whether there is some line that the Supreme Court can draw on one side of which Congress may legally, constitutionally legislate and on the other side of which it may not. And I think Justice Kennedy articulated that when he basically said, and Brian, as you know, and as your listeners probably know, he's perceived as the swing vote between the four traditionally liberals and the four traditionally conservatives. When he basically said to the government lawyer, you are really asking us to sanction a profound, fundamental change. I think he used the word fundamental, not profound. A fundamental change in the relationship between the federal government and individuals. That statement, fundamental change, is a code phrase for lawyers. Fundamental really means that it goes to the structure of the government, to the core of what the government can do. And that raises the bar over which Congress has to jump in order to justify the statute. So for him to speak that way, unprovoked by anything the lawyers said or anything his colleagues said, tells me he has grave doubts about the statute, and if he has grave doubts, he's probably going to vote to invalidate the individual mandate. Then we get to the issue of whether the rest of the statute makes sense without the individual mandate.
Talk host Bill Meyer here reasoning through why he thinks the Supreme Court will, in fact, overturn the Affordable Care Act.
I know some are just saying that this is just going to be a fait accompli, that the president's health care reform bill is just going to go through. There's inevitability that this is going to end up happening, or eventualism. Eventually, we're just going to be going in that particular direction. I'm not so sure that Obamacare is going to be passed and will allow that. I'm not so convinced that Obamacare is going to pass muster with the Supreme Court. And here's why. And it's not that I don't think the Supreme Court is always there just to do one thing and to really grow the size of government. Because if you look at the Supreme Court, it doesn't really rein the government in all that often. I also think this is one of the mistakes of having the system set up, as it were, to have a section of the government pass judgment on a section of the government. I just don't think it's very effective. I don't think it's worked very well. But you know how I said that the only way that Washington, D.C. is able to get away with what it does so often is because it is still perceived to be legitimate in the eyes of the sheeple. When you look at the case law over a number of years, what, 100 years or so? Couple hundred years, generally speaking, the Supreme Court expands the growth of government. It did back in the 1930s. Oh, yeah. The farmer and the wheat case, and, oh, Social Security, that's not an illegal tax. Of course, you can do this. Congress can do this. Yeah, generally speaking, the Supreme Court will expand the reach of government every time, given the opportunity. However, in this particular case, I'm thinking the court is a little scared of this decision. Most of the sheep have awakened. And even the least educated amongst the United States citizenry, they are the people that don't pay much attention to what's going on, can understand just looking at the plain language of the Constitution and see right out there in the open that there is nothing in the Constitution which explicitly gives Congress the power to make you buy something. It's not there.
All right, let's get the buzz going. I know you're queued up to be heard here, so let's get to it. 800-510-8255 of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough Shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
What are we dealing with here as the countdown continues? Your thoughts about health care, the Supreme Court hearings, that sort of thing, as we continue at DougStephan.com to present as much background information as we can. That's a good place to go. There's a lot of other places, a lot of sites, a lot of information. It's up to you to absorb it, digest it, sort of chew it up, and maybe you give it back in a regurgitative way. Is that a good word? I like that word. 800-510-8255. The caller up now is Henry, who's in Texas.
The whole thing is nothing but a sham. You got five Republican judges and four Democrats. This whole thing is, from the very start, is just a big sham. You got 26 Republican governors. They rammed it down our throats like our Governor Perry, and without representation from the people that really need these benefits. It's just a sham. It's just a debate about how they don't want to give benefits to the poor people. And that's just the bottom line is you got five Republicans. Roberts Court is nothing but an arm of the Republican Party.
All right, sir, you got to get real. That's the way it is. That doesn't mean that's the way it ought to be, but that's the way it is. It was that way when the Democrats controlled things. There were more Democrats than Republicans, and they went that way. I think you're sleeping on a soft pillow. 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court ruled that people arrested for minor offenses can still be subject to strip searches in jail. The court rejected a challenge from a New Jersey man who argued it is not constitutional to force everybody to strip down unless police have a reason to believe the subject is carrying weapons or drugs. His name is Albert Florence. He'd been mistakenly arrested for an outstanding warrant for an unpaid fine and was forced to undergo the strip search at two different jails. The court majority agreed that it is difficult for jail officials to know who's dangerous and who's not. 5-4 in favor of security needs over privacy rights. Not necessarily a decision I'd agree with. How about you if I were on the court? How would you have voted on that one if you were on the court? And in terms of how you would vote if you were on the court, how would you vote on the constitutionality of the health care law that's now going into effect? Jay in Florida with your thoughts.
Why do not all these people that make $90,000 and above get in the same pool that they want everybody else in? And I think that would be one thing that might be better. And the other problem is I think too many lobbyists have written these laws, and the Supreme Court's having trouble choking them down. And I think we ought to go to one-term president, one-term Congress, one-term Senate, and they cannot go back and forth or ever come again. That's what I think we should do in this country. We should do it before we lose it.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for that. If you've not heard me, Jay, over in the last few years discuss what I think makes the most sense, we have to get, and the Supreme Court was wrong also, so who's to say they're going to be right when they come down with this judgment in June? But they were wrong, very wrong, when it came to that decision that was made about corporations being people and all the money that's in the campaign, all the corruption that that brings upon us. We are a very corrupt nation, very corrupt. And politicians and the jurists have helped us to be corrupt. Plus, the nature of man has helped us to be corrupt. So my plan would be to have six-year terms, one for everything. You can be in Congress for 1 6-year term, period. You can be in the Senate for 1 6-year term, period. You can be president for 1 6-year term. That's it. Governor, 1 6-year term. That's it. Other than that, you go back to the farm. 800-510-8255, or ride whatever horse out of town that you came in on. Kurt in Tennessee, what's your concern?
What I would like to say as a business owner, I cannot plan anything for the future as long as I know that the federal government can overreach with this type of unconstitutional legislation, because what's happened is they've decided what we can and can't do, and yet we don't even know what the rules are. So really, this is a violation of the 10th Amendment for the states, but it's also a violation of the 9th Amendment for individuals such as myself that would like to build a future. We have no idea what the government will do next. If they can have the authority by their own written authority of by their own self to appoint czars and things like this, of the Obamacare rules that are so draconian that will tell us how we can and can't function, yet we don't know until after the fact whether we were compliant or not. How are we going to plan anything for the future with an Obama administration knowing that they are going to take all our rights away at will and then give their union people waivers as because those are donors to his administration?
Business people, small business people, you hear all of these hacks on both sides talking about how they're going to help you and how this is going to happen, the government's going to do this and that. They don't do anything but get in the way, right? When's the last time somebody came through your door and said, I'm from the government, I'm here to help, and you actually believed them? 800-510-8255. Matt's in Lake City, Florida, on the strip search ruling. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, yeah, if these crimes aren't that, you know, they aren't that bad, and we're debating on whether or not they should be allowed to strip search people for them, then perhaps we should stop arresting people for these crimes to begin with.
Well, first of all, this guy wasn't guilty of anything. He was proven it was a mistake to have arrested in the first place. So then the whole thing gets compounded by all of this stuff. So it just is more reaching. These minor offenses and the involvement of the government in your life, they want to stick, and they'll say, well, because of the Patriot Law, because we can't trust anybody. Basically, you're guilty of anything and everything you're charged until proven innocent, which is pretty unconstitutional, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, thanks. 800-510-8255 on the countdown. Shane calls from Jackson, Tennessee. The idea that I just put forth on politicians and how they run, et cetera. What do you think of that idea, Shane?
Hey, top of the morning to you. I like the idea of the 6 years across the board. With that, though, I'd like to add, you know, while we're rewriting everything, let's put a fixed number on there. Let's just call it $1 million for right now. Now, anybody ranked for president, that's what they run with, and see what they can do with it. Here they are going to be in charge of the world's greatest economy, if not the greatest economy. Let's make them work for it.
All right. Some interesting thoughts. What I want is to provoke you into thinking as you listen to these discussions. For those of you who didn't hear what I just said a few minutes ago, the Supreme Court has ruled that people arrested for minor offenses can still be subject to strip searches. The court rejected a challenge from a fellow who argued it's unconstitutional to force everybody to strip down unless police have a reason to believe the subject is carrying weapons or drugs. You know, again, more government. You asked for it. Those of you who love George Bush, he's the guy that put these last few people on the court. 800-510-8255. Dale is in New Mexico, next up in the thinking department.
I think the founding fathers will be proud of what just happened with this. This is kind of the way that they envisioned it to work. Unfortunately, I think the lawyers kind of did a poor job because the justice system is supposed to interpret laws, not to make them. They're not supposed to vote this process down or up. They're just supposed to interpret the laws. So they really shouldn't have the authority to try and vote this thing down. That's left up to the people. And if we don't like the way that the law was written, then we vote another Congress in or we vote another president in. But the Justice Department does not have the authority to vote this thing down. They can interpret, not vote it down.
All right. Who's endorsing what law here, right? 800-510-8255. Kevin in Minnesota. Go ahead, sir.
One thing I was struck by, and I did listen to the majority of it, was that the conservative judges tend to look for the basis, the legal basis, the constitutional basis for this legislation, whereas I noticed that the more liberal justices tend to look for justification in the utility or the good outcome, the good that supposed legislation would do. And one thing I was terribly struck by and very disappointed was the sloppiness of the legislation. I mean, it seems like they don't even pay attention to whether something is constitutional or not, and it was just kind of put together very haphazardly.
Ah, what a shock. They didn't read the bill. We'll pass it. Then we'll read it afterwards. Don't you love it when they say that? 800-510-8255. It's pretty slipshod, all of this stuff. But boy, have they got their hands on the control mechanism. 17 before the hour on the countdown.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete. But when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential? With quality ingredients? Clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one. Centrum, the multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. U.S. Air Force Staff Sergeant Thomas Stevens, 371st Bomb Squadron.
The MiG-15, being a jet aircraft, preyed on B-29s. B-29s, as you know, are propeller-driven and much slower. And in the day missions, they would get between the B-29 and the sun, and the gunners looking into the sun couldn't see the aircraft coming at them. So when I got there, they had already started flying night missions. You might ask, well, how do you see a target at night? You don't, is the answer to that. And then we use something called Shoran. Basically, it was an electronic beam that was put up from either side of the Korean Peninsula by, I believe, naval ships. They calibrated that electronic beam so finely that where the beams crossed was the point at which the B-29 would release the bombs.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
800-510-8255, getting it done. The discussion of the Supreme Court deliberations on health care and other things that have to do with our political realities, who we elect, why we elect them. Good luck when it comes to finding people who aren't part of the system already. Kay in Fairbanks, Alaska. Let's hear from you, ma'am. Yes.
Why isn't there a regular, periodic, scheduled constitutional review of the laws? If businesses didn't weed out what no longer applies, they wouldn't be in business. Our nation is so overloaded with thousands and thousands of laws that no longer apply that it's groaning under the burden of all the laws. And there needs to be a periodic house cleaning and everything, well, not everything, but much would straighten out if it was understood when the law was initially passed that it would be reviewed in 7 years. That would be a good period because that's what the Bible specifies. But it could be any period as long as it is always going to be reviewed.
All right, ma'am. Thank you. Appreciate that. 800-510-8255. Review the laws. Probably an interesting idea. With the way these people don't get along, you'd wonder how the priorities would be established. Will in Maryland, please, you're on the air.
The court has become so politicized. And if you think about the original founding fathers, people of color were like three-fifths human, considered chattel. I don't really think it was a very inclusive document. Of course, it's been changing over the years. But again, I go back to the premise, the court has become another political instrument. And it will be, I think, recorded in history. The Roberts Court will be just a political court. It'll be another 5-4 decision. And that's really unfortunate. But it could be beneficial because it will prove once and for all, for the third time, we had this division in the court.
800-510-8255 on today's Countdown, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. Lots of people still want to be heard. This is a week old now, and people still want to talk about health care. Very emotional. Lisa in New Jersey, how are you thinking?
The sole purpose and reason for forming a government for our nation was for the general welfare of its people. And I can't think of anything more important than health care, because that's a matter of life and death. There are some things that the people of this nation, and it's only gotten more complicated with time, cannot do for themselves that the government can do. And this is something government can do and should do. It's something we've been trying to get done since Teddy Roosevelt's time. And it might not be a perfect solution, but the Affordable Health Care Act is a beginning, and it is working now. The problem is there has been such propaganda from the corporate interests, and that's a big problem. It's not, this experiment in democracy has turned into an oligarchy, and there are voices that are more powerful than its people. That's not what the intent was. But the conversation in the court, I was so shocked. I mean, to hear broccoli and cars and cell phones compared to the overwhelming need of health care. Every industrialized nation in our world takes care of their health, because all of us are going to get sick.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 from the great state of West Virginia. Carl calls us.
You know, this bill was such a partisan thing from the beginning. I think that if the Democrats had let the Republicans put some of their ideals into this bill, it wouldn't be such an uproar to begin with, you know, like tort reform and selling insurance across state lines. You know, Pelosi just would not be fair in this regard. And another thing, this mandate is unconstitutional, and if we're going to be a constitutional republic, we have to live by the Constitution. And every federal employee, they take an oath to uphold the Constitution. And the Constitution clearly says that the federal government cannot overreach its bounds, you know, and tell the public what they can and cannot do. We're supposed to be free people.
We are supposed to be free people. Carl thinks the health care law is definitely unconstitutional. It may come as a surprise, given the rhetoric of this campaign, but there are a lot of people who who support this. One wonders why. It's usually because of what you personally get out of things, right? Isn't that why you support or not various things? We're discussing the continuing reaction to the discussions at the Supreme Court last week on Obamacare. Lamar is an Ohioan.
Well, every time there's an important piece of legislation that comes about or being up for debate, the question always is asked, what would you think the founding fathers, do you think they would be for that? And I don't understand that. I mean, why? Maybe you can answer this question also. Maybe, wasn't the founding fathers, their intent, they were for slavery, is that right? So why does it even, the question even all, it comes up about what does the founding fathers have to do with it?
That's an interesting question, isn't it? Huh? Pretty provocative. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Betty's got some things figured out here. Let's listen.
They are now have a new scam out that people don't know about. I was standing in line in a supermarket and heard two men that own businesses. And what they were saying was that they were going to lay off, they each had a small group of employees, and they were going to lay off the employees and not have to pay into the insurance, and they would pay the penalty, which they wouldn't even pay that. And they would lay them off, let them collect unemployment, and the employees would pay the unemployment insurance back to them, and they would use that money to pay the penalty and pay them off the books. So they are already out there trying to beat the system. And unless we knock this down and find another way, which is hopefully beat-proof, whatever you want to call it, we are going to have really, really big problems.
Really big problems. Some people have already figured out a way to cheat the new law. Read all about it in the New York Times. 800-510-8255. Here's Doug calling in from Bedford, Virginia, on this discussion debate. Go ahead, Doug. You're on the air live.
Hey, buddy. I hope you're doing great. That you know, the same way with this health care bill, number one, before that you can ever go and do anything to me with wanting to pass this bill, you got to do something with the lawyers that's got all these special interests in all this stuff that that's being passed, and plus for the insurance companies that's going to benefit from this. Just like for me, I go and I work for counties and municipalities, and because the economy stinks so bad that I could never get in the doorway with these people, but now because the economy's so bad that I'm doing a tremendous amount of work. Our business has tripled since the economy's gotten the way it is, but I don't want the economy to stay the way it is just so that I want to do more business.
Congratulations to you, sir, for not serving your own self-interest, not putting your own self-interest first. That's pretty refreshing. Last call is Gene in Wisconsin, listening on WAYY.
Talking about the Constitution and that, why was it when Bush was in office and he put through the prescription drug, and plus there was a penalty there or a tax, whatever you want to call it. You had 63 days to sign up for it. And if you didn't sign up for it, you would get the penalty or the tax. And then, even though you went past the 63 days, then you would be penalized even if you entered into the system as far as the prescription drug Part D is concerned, and then you would have that the rest of your life until you died. So I was just wondering how they can separate the Obama one being unconstitutional, but when George Bush put that up, it wasn't.
All right, lots of oxymoronic stuff going on, and we talk about it here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug.